The ICRC and the South Sudan Red Cross today hosted a community event with families of the missing and former missing persons to give family members an opportunity to share their experiences, offer support for one another, and raise awareness on the challenges they face. 64-year-old Mary Jamba says her son, a soldier, was taken with a group of soldiers by the government from Yei to Malakal when conflict broke out in 2013. She says she used to communicate with her son on the now-defunct Vivacell telephone network, but since Vivacell was shut down, she lost contact with her son. Jamba says last year she was surprised when a team from the ICRC approached her in the market to tell her that her son was looking for her. She says she was connected through a phone call with her son, who was in the Nuba Mountains. Jamba says she has been caring for her son's three children and has struggled to provide for the family.
There is no one who works. I have to hustle myself. I sell vegetables. That's how we are surviving. If that was not the case, even £1 you would not get, because there is no one working in the office or even the salary of my son for the government to give us. They don't. I have to hustle.
Jamba is appealing to the government to support her son's children since he was on duty when he went missing.
Let them pay these children in school. And if there is money every month that they can give these children to help them, that will be good. But for myself, I am already old. But now these children, what about their future? All these things are difficult for me. There is no money for school, especially this year. They are just staying home. They have not been registered because the school fees is now too much.
52-year-old government soldier Gordon Buthumbim says he lost track of his wife and two children since 2008 when he was relocated to New Kush, then relocated in 2013 to Juba. Buthumbim says he was shot in December 2013 when South Sudan's conflict erupted and needed several months to recover from his injury. He says he feels bad that he has never heard from his family.
What is hurting me so much is the issue of my children. If my children were around, even my clothes, they would wash. I have some money and I ask him to go get me medicine. He will go because he will know it is his father sending, but there is nothing now. It's only the suffering I am going through.
Buthumbim is urging the ICRC to continue searching for his children, hoping he will one day be reunited with them and can support them. Buthumbim says he continues to receive his monthly salary of 1,300 South Sudanese pounds, but that it is not enough to cover the medical treatment for his broken leg. He is asking the government, the ICRC, or even the United Nations to support people like him with startup capital.
If they can give me money, then I can buy some things, because I know the problems I am going through. What I can do is charcoal business. I can sell things like onions, sugar, coffee, biscuits for children. Maybe from the business I can get myself treatment, since I am not getting treatment. I can buy for myself medicine.
Pierre Dobbs, head of delegation of the International Committee of the Red Cross in South Sudan, admits that the vast majority of missing people were the breadwinners for their families. He says it is the primary responsibility of the South Sudan government to take care of the families of the missing.
We can support by providing some technical assistance. We can provide the family news service of the Red Cross at the global level. But we cannot address the needs, the individual needs of each and every family in South Sudan. Occasionally we would do it, but our capacities are limited. So the idea is to have the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs on board with us so that the government can also fulfill its responsibilities.
Kot Bol, Undersecretary in the Humanitarian Affairs Ministry, says the government recognizes that many citizens have gone missing due to the conflicts or natural disasters like floods, and that their family members are going through tough times. Bol says his ministry is doing all it can to mobilize various institutions to support the families of the missing people.
We do have a package for people who are, for instance, either returned to the country. We have RRC, which is the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, always do provide a small package for the families for them to settle. family rationing. It composed of, among other things, food as well as non-food items. Apart from that, we also try to bring in more organizations that can help in one way or another. In terms of tracing, we have already have ICRC. In terms of relief, we have so many NGOs that are working in this kind of area.
According to the ICRC, there are more than 5,000 missing people in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.